You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following the Budget 2024 announcement 2 weeks ago, UNICEF Aotearoa has called for greater youth and family engagement in future budgets, highlighting the importance of youth voice and perspective in policy decision making. I spoke to the UNICEF Aotearoa Policy and Advocacy Manager, Frances Coxwright, about policy suggestions to reduce child poverty and involve youth voice in climate action. What is UNICEF's view on the budget 2024, and what did you think it was missing?
Yeah, so there was a clear lack of wellbeing objectives in the lead up to the budget with the government's policy statement, and we were really concerned that it didn't mention children at all. Like many others, when the budget was released, we were really disappointed to see that tax cuts were being prioritised, when things like our rates of child poverty are so high for a country like New Zealand. So there were these really important areas that needed the government to prioritise that we didn't see.
What were the specific wellbeing targets that you would like to see regarding youth and families looking to next year's budget?
Next year we'd really like to see further budget allocated to child poverty reduction, especially as well to climate policies, things that ensure that children and young people and all New Zealanders have a climate safe future. We'd like to see commitments in regard to a climate youth advisory committee, so children and young people are mobilising themselves on the issue of climate change persistently across the country and across the world, and this in particular is one area that they really want to be heard on.
What did you think was especially important for youth engagement in climate policy and setting up this advisory panel?
So we would really like to see permanent funding for this, because young people have got a wide range of different views in relation to climate. There's a diversity of thought out there. And so ensuring that there's a fully funded permanent mechanism that resources children and young people to engage with the government on what they need for climate safe futures and the futures in general is really important.
I was just wondering if you could talk about what our New Zealand obligations are with the UN Conventions for the Rights of the Child, and then what policies, like maybe more specifically, that you would like to see in order so New Zealand can keep up with these obligations.
Yeah, absolutely. So New Zealand has a huge range of obligations under the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. New Zealand's been a signatory to this convention for over 30 years now, and they are obliged to progressively realise the rights of children that are enshrined in this convention. An important article of that is Article 12, which talks about children's right to be heard on issues and matters that affect and are important to them. And so in that respect, having mechanisms in place that the government kind of runs and funds and resources is a really critical part of listening to and having children and young people's views inform policies. And yeah, climate's one example, because it's an example that young people are clearly trying to be heard on and mobilising themselves. But across the board, you know, all children's rights should be informed by their opinions. And so, yeah, it's really important that that mechanisms are established by the government to realise that right. Some of the other policies that we would really like to see in future budgets are things like an expansion of the Best Start payment for families with young children. That would help to address and reduce significantly the number of children living in poverty in New Zealand, which is really high for a country like New Zealand. We'd also like to see continued permanent funding for programs like the Ka Ora Ka Ako Healthy Lunches in Schools program. Yeah, so those are a few examples.
UNICEF has mentioned that wellbeing objectives were left out of the 2024 budget. So what were specific wellbeing targets that you would like to see regarding youth and families in the next budget?
We'd like to see the targets in relation to child poverty significantly reduced. We'd like to see families living in safe, stable and healthy homes. And so there's a lot of different policies that in relation to housing and emergency housing that would help to address those. We'd like to see, in relation to to climate action. We'd like to see progressive climate policies that are going to meet New Zealand's targets, as well as the needs of children and young people immediately in terms of climate adaptation, but as well as our kind of international obligations and climate targets more generally.
Just apart from like climate advisory panel, what other policies would you expect to see in order to better involve and engage youth voice in government, if there are any?
I think climate's one area that we're specifically targeting, but it's important that, young people are mobilising themselves on a range of different issues, and there are a lot of tamariki and rangatahi individuals and groups that are out there in New Zealand, and it's just really important that the government engages with these groups and goes out to the places and spaces that they are in to engage on the issues that they are talking about, because it's important to remember that under 18-year-olds don't get the chance to vote, so they don't get to vote for the government that represents them, which I think is where the connection between Article 12 and the right to be heard as a child is really important for the government to uphold.
That's actually all I've got for today. Did you have anything else you'd like to add? Maybe something around the youth forum you've set up in Wellington?
Yeah, absolutely. We just really urge the government to engage with children and young people. And we wanted to note that with the support of MP Camilla Balich, last month we launched a parliamentary forum for children's rights. This is a forum that will be held regularly in Wellington at the Beehive. All ministers and MPs are invited and welcome to attend. We really encourage them to, because it's a way for young people representing UNICEF as well as other youth-focused organisations to engage directly with decision makers. One of many mechanisms that are open to help bridge this gap.
That was UNICEF Aotearoa Policy and Advocacy Manager Frances Coxwright speaking to me about UNICEF's views on the Budget 2024 announcement.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.